I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? August 14th, 2025. That's right. August 14th. We're getting there. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the Junkies. It's the Bish and EB show. Currently, JP Tardy again. We'll get into that in a sec. Of course, you're listening to us on 106.7 The Fan, also 910 The Fan in Richmond, VA. You're watching us on the Monumental Sports Network, all brought to you by the great people at Crop Metcalf. And I think JP leads the league in tardiness, probably for any industry. But you know, he was tardy earlier in the week because of traffic, and we gave him crap for it, saying, you know, he's got to leave earlier. Mm-hmm. And then we received a text, I don't know, half hour ago, and it was just a picture of him in traffic. Apparently, the G Dub is the G Dub completely shut down.
I don't know. It must have been like bumper to bumper.
Something going on. So he's not going to be here. Who knows when?
I mean, but it, again, that still does tent. Listen, I feel sorry for him because I know he is trying in his like way. He is trying it. Like at least today, he tried.
He tried to get here early.
Yeah. But that's why you got to even leave in earlier, because when there is, then you get off GW Parkway at the next exit and you have to maneuver. Yeah. Right. If you're not giving yourself enough room to maneuver, that's the problem.
Yeah. Matt and Mike behind the glass. What's up? Matt Cahill, you and I pretty much take the same roads here. I take the toll road to 66. I think you just take 66 all the way in just to avoid the tolls, which is smart. But I don't know when the last time I was late.
Mm-hmm.
It's been years. It might be 10 years.
Only time I've
You're
been
never late.
Late.
Now, you get
years.
Here earlier than I do.
When Trump had that, when they did the whole thing with the planes and the military stuff, and they shut down parts of D.C.,
right?
That did screw me, because I was not ready for that. And my ways couldn't even rectify it.
Yeah. Now, I plan on getting here. I leave my house at between 4:30 and 4:40. So I actually get into the Navy Yard at 5, sometimes 5:25. But you know what I do? I pull off on the side of the road and I get on my phone and I just kind of look at all the recaps instead of just coming in here.
You know, it's kind of dangerous.
Yeah, believe me, my head's on a swivel.
Yeah, if I was you, I would get out of the car.
My head's on the swivel, because you never know when you get carjacked down here. Anyway.
I mean, I feel bad for him, but if this was another job.
Yeah.
You know, he'd be fired. You know? I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's just like
if you open a coffee shop at 5 a.m. every day and you're getting there at 5:15.
Forget about coffee shop. If you worked on like the Today Show, if you were like Al Roker.
Right. Or even if you were a producer.
Al Roker doesn't run in at 5:15 and jump on a couch.
It's just crazy.
Industry in particular. And again, I've been late before. I was late just a couple months ago with that whole thing.
It's rare with you, and certainly with me.
Almost.
He can do it two or three times a week.
He doesn't do it that much, but yeah, he just does have no room. If there's any drama, there's zero margin for error.
Yeah, no margin for error.
Yeah. I guess my point is, Matt, with you and I, we've been very lucky, because 66 is rarely ever backed up.
Generally, we're pretty good.
And it's never been completely shut down. I can't remember the last time it was completely shut down.
Well, I'm not sure
down.
If his was completely shut down.
Or,
bumper to bumper.
Usually, like, if a tractor trailer overturns on 66, that's when...
Oh, yeah, then we'd be screwed.
And then what I do is I kind of take this... Sorry, Mars computer. I kind of go the same way as Drab. So what I can do is, if there is bumper to bumper traffic, I'll shoot him a text and say, hey... Find a new way.
Right.
That's the reason why, honestly, I stopped coming in BW Parkway or GW, because there's always drama. Like, you don't know when, but probably once or twice a month, there's going to be drama, and you're going to be sweating it. And then you're going to be doing what JP's doing, and you're hauling ass, you're sprinting up here, can't breathe. It's like you did...
Tuesday.
The salts that we did or whatever the other day. By the way, I was talking to Steven about it. I was like, yeah, with the boys, they did the ones that are on Rogan. He goes, oh, yeah, we did all that.
So
they would do that.
Did it knock him out like it did these boys?
They just would... They, you know. anything that Rogan does or anything, all those boys have all done.
Yeah. Well, I'll never do them.
Yeah, I have no interest. I told him that like when Mar did it, that Mar said he could. It looked to me like Mar couldn't breathe for a second or two.
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't experience that, but yeah. It is strong as hell. Have you noticed that it's lost a little of strength since you've been opening it a few times?
I feel like it's kind of getting stronger.
How's that possible?
I don't know, but where I went wrong when we did it on the show was I held it too close to my nose.
Yeah.
Like going back and watching people do it on
YouTube.
You manned
up.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're keeping it like a foot away from their face. You're definitely not. It even says on the back of the package, like, do not put directly under your nose. So that's where I went wrong.
Oh, it actually says don't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
I just didn't read the back. I was just reading the front and was fascinated that it said world's strongest smelling salt. So that's trademarked and everything.
Right. So my guess is the like Stevie and his boys, when they would do it, they didn't do it right up to their nose.
I don't know. I mean, college kids are crazy. So maybe they
are crazy.
Too,
who knows? But
you can see the natural reaction. Our eyes were pouring water.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, that's why I was like, no, I'm out. Instant watering. And actually what did it for me, watering eyes, who cares? What did it for me is watching Mar gasp for air. That's what did it for me.
Yeah, he couldn't breathe for 5 seconds.
And that's what scared me.
Yeah, I just don't need that discomfort at 6 a.m. I'm already uncomfortable.
I'm a little disconcerted this morning because I don't know, D.C., well, I don't care. I don't pay that much attention, but I'm a little bit bugged because I definitely ran a red light this morning. And I don't know, what's the deal with D.C.?
Where?
I don't know.
So in the district?
Somewhere near, okay. I don't know the roads, but it's kind of like near the Kennedy Center,
okay.
Like, you know, in that vicinity. I just ran a red light.
Right.
And I had a choice. I could speed up, but I was like, if I speed up too much to get through this, that could draw attention. I'm just going to cruise, and I'll just go through it a little bit of red. So I did, and I didn't see a flash or anything, but I don't know. Like, are all the lights here rigged with cameras, or are there only certain ones?
I can't imagine every light is rigged.
Because I didn't see anything flash. So I think I might have gotten through it unscathed.
Yeah.
But I probably made a bad call. I probably should just, because I could have made it if I slammed the gas.
Yeah.
It's just early in the morning. I'm not wired that
way. I would think like the popular intersections, the busy intersections, maybe they were wired, but I don't know what road that was.
Yeah, I know. It's one of these roads in D.C.
I mean, I told you that I did it the other week. And look, maybe D.C. just takes a while to get the bills out, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't received anything. So I don't think that particular light had one.
Right.
And that was right down here on Main Street.
Right. I don't know. So.
Yes, yeah, so I don't know.
Is it in Virginia? They don't have camera
don't have
things?
Them.
They
might have them in the school zones, but they don't.
You don't have the ones either? Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say just like on the street. Like in Olney, you know, where Norbeck is, Olney Rockville.
Yeah.
They have. There's certain.
Maryland
ones.
Definitely has them.
They have them, and you got to know where they are.
Yeah. Maryland has the speed cameras.
Not just the red light cameras.
Right.
And believe me, my whole family gets those.
Right.
I mean, literally, my whole family gets them.
Yeah.
In Arlington, there's a couple red light cameras. But I've lived there long enough now that I
know. You know where they are, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, I want to complain, but it does slow people down. I mean, I don't even know how I feel about it. But once you live in a certain area and you know where they are, everyone just slows down. And as soon as they get out of reach, they hit the gas, right? It's just like a learned thing. Everyone just knows. But if you're new to an area, that's when you get pegged.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. When I rarely drive in Maryland now because I'm just never there. And I kind of sleep on the fact that there are speed cameras everywhere. So you got to look at those signs. When the signs say...
I know. There's operated by camera or whatever. But sometimes they aren't. Sometimes those are old signs.
Right.
And maybe there used to be something, but there's not. Trust me, because I see them all the time.
Right.
They're kind of like everywhere. They're almost like false flags. Like they're, I don't know.
Yeah, so I just got to be careful when I drive over there. But D.C., I mean, I don't trust D.C. at all. So I just assume there's cameras everywhere. And I just got to make sure I'm not going 5 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll just peg you.
So yesterday, I'll just share this with you. It's nothing particularly interesting, but Jason could relate to this, and you guys will as your kids get older, like Drabby, and I had my whole family in town right now. It's a really weird thing where my daughter's in town until October, right? So she starts her gig,
mm-hmm.
And then my son, you know, he can work from home, mm-hmm. And he was. I got to tell you, we did a group. We just made dinner together last night. And it wasn't anything that we wanted to do for fun or anything. We all had to chip in because like Dee was playing tennis, wasn't getting home till late. She asked if we could get food. We had such a nice time.
So you made a dinner? You made a family dinner?
It's such a wholesome, nice time. Breaking balls. You know, I didn't like the way my son was cutting the broccoli. My daughter's always breaking my kids break my balls like you wouldn't believe. And we had such a nice, wholesome time. I kind of thought of you because you always lament when the kids aren't there. And believe me, I love being around my kids, but it was a really nice time that we were all together. And, you know,
got to take advantage of those days.
Yeah. Like,
man.
I think today, my son, you know, after work, because he does like finance stuff, when the market closes, he's going to go to his girlfriend's, right? He's going to go hang out with her for a couple days. Then he's got something else he's going to do. And then he may come back for a couple days just because he has to return the car. Because we can't have him park in LaGuardia and cost me $1,200 again. You know? Right. But it's like, wow, what a nice time this was. This was a really nice time, is it?
Dude,
anyway,
my
it's
oldest.
Not particularly interesting to anybody, but it's just something that kids. I just enjoyed.
Did you say something to your kids about it? Did you thank them?
Well, what I have
done. Because if you tell them that, you know, they'll be in the back of their mind and. When they're all there again, they'll want to do that again.
They might want to do it. Well, you know where I have done that? Is my daughter, my oldest, Meg, has completely fallen in love with golf. Like, it's crazy. And she wants me to take her to the club every day. And this has been like for over maybe a month now, 2 months. And so we're playing together or on the range or on the, I would say 4 days out of a week. Mm-hmm. And I tell her every day, you know how much I enjoy this? Do you know how much this, I love this so much, right? And also she's getting better and she's hitting greens. And she's getting up and down for these crazy spots. Like, it's unbelievable. But that I have. Now, I didn't say it when we were making dinner. I probably should have. I've said it. I told her yesterday when we were playing golf, probably 19
only
times.
Only during golf.
She hits a good shot and I go, I love you so much. I'm so happy for you. I'm just enjoying this time so much. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you know what it is? It's that you see them having success.
Yeah.
You know, and you get to share with them.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
And you see the happiness.
You see them, and it's just you and her. Like, actually, literally, yesterday it was her and I. We only got 16 in because the storms came. Mm-hmm. And I just kept telling her, I just enjoy this so much. I just want you to know how much I just really enjoy this.
Oh, good. I took my daughter out to, Valdez took her out to Beacon Hill last week.
Oh, yeah?
I know you've played Beacon Hill. Uh-huh. And I love that course, by the way. And I took her out there because I knew there wouldn't be a lot of people there yet. Because they're just acquiring members. But we just went out and we just played 4 or 5 holes.
Yeah, this is great, right?
Because she's not to that point where she wants to play 18.
Yeah.
She just wants to play a few holes, hit some balls, putt a little bit, and then get out.
Yeah.
And she's got a great swing. I mean, she's an athletic girl.
Yeah.
But it was cool. It was just me and her.
Yeah. No, there's nothing
just,
like it.
Just playing
bonding.
4 or 5 holes. Right. No pressure. Nobody behind us, you know, forcing us to hit early. And
how'd she get the golf bug?
My daughter?
Yeah.
She's liked it for a few years.
Oh.
She likes to go out to the range.
Yeah, just hit balls.
Yeah, she likes to hit the range.
It's a commitment doing 18 holes.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not
very
good. Well, I think it's also a commitment to want to just go and hit balls. Like, Dad, I want to go. I want to work on my irons.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she full-blown has the bug.
That's good, man.
She was saying yesterday at dinner, she was telling Stevie, I unlocked something in my driver today. You know, like, the kind of dumb thing I would say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's full blown got the bug. But anyway, that's what's going on. I think the Bickle fivesome. Plus we had my mom there, which also is kind of playing on my sentimental thing because my mom is going to turn 89. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be real. You know, like, how long is mom going to be around? Right. So I have my mom there, all my kids there, you know, two of them grown adults.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a little bit of the Jason Bishop little sentimental thing. I didn't cry or anything,
right.
But the sentimental part of my brain was working. And then my mom started, my mom's 89. She'll be 89 in September. she's really struggling moving and stuff because of when she broke her hip and rehab, and it's really a grind. I don't talk about it. It's really a grind.
Mm-hmm.
So we take her for a walk with her. She really wants to walk with her cane.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be saying this probably on air, but she probably doesn't want
to.
So
you walk in the neighborhood.
So no, she lately with the kids have been doing it.
Oh, okay.
She literally can get to the neighbor's house and back, okay. And she's wiped out.
Right.
Wiped out. Like, it's shocking how she's not going anywhere. She's going to the neighbor's driveway and back, and it takes 20 minutes, and she's wiped out.
And 5 years ago, it was totally different.
5 years ago? How about last December?
Yeah.
She would walk miles at a time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just life, right?
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aging sucks, bro.
She could still, though, she's riddled with arthritis. She could still sit down in the piano, though, pull out music and play full silly songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the wildest thing.
So you said she was there last night for dinner?
She's been living with me.
Yeah, she's living with you.
Okay. Yeah, so after dinner, does she go
to bed really early or kind of late?
She's a night owl. She doesn't sleep. She sleeps worse than me. She was just like playing the freaking piano at 9 o'clock at night, playing silly songs. Did you think like, person in their prime playing it. It's my mom with her riddled with arthritis fingers.
Yeah.
Knocking out a silly.
Yeah, John Legend in the house.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
All right, let's take a break. Maybe when we come back, JP will be here. Mike Jones, who is, of course, a senior writer for the NFL, for The Athletic, will join us in a couple hours. It is an open line Thursday, by the way. So if you want to give us a call at 800-636-1067, please do. We can talk about everything. But, you know, life, kids.
Is it already Thursday?
NFL. Jeez, it's Thursday. It's Thursday, bro. Tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow's payday. But give us a call. It's an open line Thursday. We are the Junkies on the Fan.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious story.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.